Good afternoon and welcome on this lovely Monday to Who Cares Wins Radio.
It's gorgeous out there. In fact, the rain, the smell, now that the rain's come down, it's beautiful out there. So wish I could have stood out in it.
Had to come in, do a bit of work.
I did, yes.
My name is Jan Mulligan. Good afternoon, everybody. And with me today, I have the wonderful
Angela Bryars-Dewis. The one and only, Jan.
One and only. So welcome, everyone. We hope you've got your feet up, enjoying the summer weather. Despite any rain clouds, it's passing quite quickly and the sun is returning.
And we do need it. My grass is crying out for the rain. And it's good. It's good, actually. You should stand outside in the rain now and then. It does. Your skin's waterproof.
Absolutely. You might grow an inch or two as well, like the plants are doing. So our purpose today is to give you lots of information, some updates on previous shows, some updates from our listeners, and a bit of a roundup on some of the topics we've had, just to do the hospital corners on the bed, I feel. Just tidy things up a bit.
You like to do that, don't you? Like to be tidy. Yes.
So the past 4 weeks, we've been concentrating on various workplace needs. We started off with dyspraxia, had a couple of weeks on dyslexia, both from the point of view of John Tipping, who's an entrepreneur.
Hello, John, if you're listening.
And then from a workplace assessor, Jeanette Beetham, who also has dyslexia herself.
Hello, Jeanette.
And then last week we had Lynn Marchant in to talk about mental well-being.
Hello, Lynn.
And dyspraxia first week was obviously Frances Beaumont. Hello, Frances.
Yeah.
We didn't touch on the physical side. We didn't touch on the visual side. So any reason why you have difficulty in the workplace, but also beyond the workplace, there will be ways that you can find assistance. We've in each of those four shows we've mentioned Access to Work. Now, Access to Work is a scheme that's available to provide funding for employers where an individual has a recognisable disability in one shape or form. But what if you don't have a recognisable disability, or what if you have one but do not wish to declare it? You should still be covered, certainly in the workplace, by a whole host of health and safety regulations. So that should not be a reason not to ask for assistance. So, for example, if you have a touch of arthritis, have difficulty opening a door at work, have a look at that door and think, well, does it need some maintenance on it? Because if it does, that door is covered by the workplace.
I need to ring premises, you know, that number. You have to ring. When I used to work in the corporate life, I used to have the number for premises. And I used to have some lovely young lads come up.
Or it might be facilities.
My desk.
She's dreaming
facilities.
About young lads.
Yeah.
So it could be facilities, could be maintenance.
Long time ago.
It could be Fred in the corner with his screwdriver. It's whatever size of company you
fabulous,
have.
There you are, fabulous Fred.
Somebody is responsible for the maintenance of the building. And that is covered by the workplace health and safety and welfare regulations.
Yeah, facilities management, that does ring a bell.
If, for example, you play sports, you've injured your back over the weekend, or you've got a frozen shoulder,
ow,
and part of your job is manual handling.
Oh, bit of manual handling.
Absolutely.
Oh, missy.
Now there's manual handling operations regulations, and within that, you may be entitled to have a trolley. It might not be something you need all the time.
I could be a trolley dolly.
And she's off. It's not taking long, folks. But so there are lots of ways that your employer can help you with day-to-day problems that you may have. And whether these are short-lived or long-lived, they don't have to be qualified as disabled or wish to declare yourself as disabled. The most common one is computer use. So headaches, eye strain, neck, backache from sitting at the desk, sitting at the computer all day. Hopefully most of you are aware of the health and safety display and screen equipment regulations. A whole host of things that can be done within that set of regulations.
Oh yeah, where's my glasses?
Absolutely, yes. See, both Angela and I now
rummaging around for
glasses for reading. But if you need glasses for the screen, that's another reason why the health and safety regs are there to help you. Your employer should fund corrective prescriptions if an optician has said you need those specifically for computer use. The monitor's not at the right height. Quick and easy way to make it higher, pack a photocopier paper between the work surface and the monitor.
Or some fitness magazines. So if you get bored, you could always read one.
So constantly changing monitor height. One edition, summer edition, double thickness, take that out. Whatever's to hand that is safe to use. You obviously don't want a stack of papers that are going to be uneven and therefore the monitor's going to wobble a bit. But you don't need to spend a fortune on most solutions. Quick and easy things that are available around the office. So yes, there's Access to Work. Yes, there's the Equality Act, which has superseded the Disability Discrimination Act. But there's the general health and safety legislation, but then your employer has a moral duty of care to you. They've employed you, they've welcomed into your their company, into their premises. They should be taking care of you and meeting your needs, because if you're fit and healthy, the productivity of yourself and your colleagues increases and the profitability of your employer and the company goes up. So it's win-win.
Absolutely, it all goes back to that whole win-win scenario. And also it's about not necessarily saying, well, do I fit into any of those particular categories, and do I actually fall into asking for help on that area or that avenue? It's also about being common sense, to actually stopping, taking a breath, to actually look, how am I sitting right now? Actually, is my neck a bit of an angle? Have I sort of ended up leaning on my arm while I'm working my way through my emails? So my posture is all of a... I was going to say a word then, but I won't say that. All of a to-do. And so it's just that recognising in ourselves, as much as also then connecting with those in HR or wellbeing, or if it's outplacement, what's the word we talked about?
Outsourced.
Or the employee assistance programmes, if it's something else that's worrying them, which obviously nowadays we have a lot of people still in the corporate life who are worrying about financial concerns, mortgages, debt. So, okay, it's not specifically about their work role, but actually being able to talk to somebody and have that avenue to ask for help.
Yeah, and if you don't feel there's anybody within the workplace, there are lots of sources outside of the workplace. So your GP, the GP surgery may have, a counsellor may have somebody to talk to there.
They might recommend.
He or herself. Citizens Advice Bureau.
Yeah.
Even clubs and social clubs, people you meet, people you come across, they may have been through a similar situation.
The old WI. I was just encouraging my mother this week, actually, because bless her, now she's on her own, and she'd been invited to a local WI group, and it was, well, why not go along? And she said, oh, they have speakers there. And I said, yes. I said, one of them might be me one day, you never know. But it is that sort of thing. They have events, they have trips out, they organise maybe coach trips. So just going along and socialising could be a different avenue for you to integrate with somebody and learn something new. And I think, I mean, my key in life is anyway about, you can always learn something every single day, normally from those people that you wouldn't necessarily associate yourself with immediately. So if there was a crowded room, a party going on, you might not beeline for those people. Mm-hmm. Actually, maybe you should. Maybe just challenge yourself. Step outside that comfort zone.
That's it. And as we've said in the past, the topic of any given show may not readily lead itself to think, well, is that relevant for me or not?
Yeah.
We've been talking workplace, but everything we've been talking about is actually saying, well, is there a barrier to me achieving?
Yep.
Is there a barrier that's keeping me unwell or giving me stress, not allowing me to be happy? And just analysing what we're talking about and saying, well, okay, none of those answers are right for me.
No.
So I'll either go looking for something else, or I'll contact Who Cares Wins and I'll ask the question, because we're here to help folks. If there's anything you want to know, off the record, on the record, if you want to send us something anonymously and just say, where could I find help about this?
I don't know how you do that through Facebook and Twitter. So what they might
have
to do is an email
or an
account.
And you say, I have a friend who has.
Exactly.
We don't know whether it's the friend or whether it's yourself.
We don't care. We're just out there to help and source and signpost as much as we can, because that's the idea behind it. Oh, I just bashed my microphone. I talk with my hands so much. but it is about just connecting with, well, okay, that doesn't really, as you say, it's not related to me specifically. That's not exactly what I feel I'm up against. But actually, I don't know where to go. I don't know who to turn to. I don't know what to do next. So Who Cares Wins? Okay, let's ask those three ladies. They may know of contacts and networks. And we have, between the three of us,
we've got a lot of people out there.
We do have a seriously large database of people that not only we are, if you like, that initial connection of network, oh, I know of somebody, but we also have those networks of people that we've worked with, or we've worked alongside with, or that we've been ourselves to have certain treatments or help and support. So, and of course my world's opening up over the last 4 years, especially with all of that extra sort of carers and all that sort of thing. It's like, it's amazing what's out there.
Absolutely. And equally, if you're out there thinking, I can help other people, so if you have a service, if you have an event you're running that you want people to know about, do you think our listeners would be interested in, please do get in touch. It's on the radio website, which is channelradio.co.uk. Go to the presenters page,
yep.
Search out Who Cares Wins, and all of our contact details are there. But today, if you want to get in touch,
we're
on Twitter.
Sorry.
And as ready with keyboard and mouse. And it's Cares Wins. So at Cares Wins is
people
our
are
Twitter.
Retweeting us. This is fantastic.
So there's Jules. Hello, Jules. Hope you're well today.
And we've got Telcare again. We're going to talk about Telcare later with Lisa Marie of Telcare, because she's doing a very big challenge.
Yeah, so that's one of our listener and our guest updates.
Yeah,
we'll be giving you information on that.
That's exciting news.
I'm so excited. You see, Angela's excited and she does things about it. So we're encouraging you, if there's a problem, let's do something about it. And the next piece of music we're going to play is saying to you, don't sit on the fence, don't let life pass you by.
No.
Do something about it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I hope you dance.
Channel Radio. So welcome back. So grab life
so
and dance.
Nice.
So yesterday morning on a Sunday at 5:45 in the morning, where most of us sensible people were asleep.
4:45.
4:40, even worse, 4:45, when all of us sensible people were asleep.
Are you saying I'm not sensible, Jen?
Certain person, not a million miles away from me here, giggling. You can hear her. I think it's giggling through lack of sleep.
No.
You were off doing energized. Something actually very interesting and very exciting.
It was. I'm energised, Jan, that's what it is.
The Energina Bunny has nothing on Angela. And Angela following a sunrise yoga session.
Yep.
Double batteries.
Oh, it was fantastic. As some of you may have heard from last week, we mentioned that the More Than Yoga, Denise and Lucia, that run More Than Yoga in Ramsgate in Kent, they were organising, and Lucia was organising, a Yoga on the Lawn sunrise event. And I thought, I'm up for a bit of that. And also it worked well with the care of my husband, because I could leave him asleep and stay in bed.
One of us sensible people.
He probably was. I said to him, see you later. He was sort of as I went out the door. So yes, I headed off, and I did actually tweet, even though I probably got told off because someone said to me on Sunday that apparently Sunday was no tweet day or something.
Was it? Oh, I didn't know that.
And I said, oh dear, I've gone against that. But I just couldn't help myself, because on the way to this farm, which was actually just somebody's house.
So not a venue you can promote.
No. It was actually a private property that one of the ladies that goes to Lucia's classes had said, you're more than welcome to come and use our lawn.
Very nice of them.
And listener, when we say lawn, we are talking farm yawn. It was massive, absolutely massive.
Complete with animals? Or?
Not that I could see any. They were obviously all asleep. Yes. See, hiding.
Not a lot of sensible.
And she'd offered it, so we went along. So I turned out, and as I came down the driveway, I could see literally the sun rising in the east. And I just couldn't help myself, so I had to stop. Got out the car, stood on the car, got the phone out, and took the photograph of this beautiful sun. Just literally that perfect, you know, when you see paintings, and you think, oh, that's just a painting. It's not, you know, never see
like that.
No. And as I say, BlackBerry photos, not so great in what the naked eye sees.
Other phones are available.
Thank you. So yes, I took a photo and I tweeted that, and then we got there. We had all abilities. Lucia works with all sorts of abilities and levels of yoga. It's not a particular, you know, only for the elite group. Hence, that's why I was there.
Much of an age range?
We had old age ranges as well, yes. People older than me, amazingly, as well as younger than me. Thank you, Jen. As well as younger than me. And we had, in fact, we had a young man there. And he was his first session. He'd never been to a yoga class at all before. So
very
fantastic.
Brave,
he looked, absolutely, he did brilliantly.
Yeah.
I kept looking across, how can he get in that position? And I can't. But I think age was probably against me.
Never mind.
So it was beautiful. We also had a photographer there that Lucia had organised, and he was taking photographs that I need to find out more information on when they will be about for Yoga Today, the magazine called Yoga Today.
Right. So you could be in there at some point.
Yes. I saw the photos this morning. It's like, oh, my hair didn't look very good, did it? So yes, not looking my best, listener, but then appreciate that I had been, you know, upside down and all sorts of things. So Lucia led us into a marvellous yoga class of an hour and a half.
It's a long one, isn't it?
So it was marvellous, actually, because the ground was still a bit moist, a bit damp, because the air had... Last Thursday was mega hot, wasn't it?
It was very hot Thursday.
But obviously it had cooled down, and so I think Friday we might have even had some rain, Saturday. So, of course, Sunday morning the ground was a bit moist. But we put our mats all out.
Still warm, though, wasn't it?
Oh, it was lovely.
Not chilly morning.
Oh, yeah, just T-shirt and leggings. So, yeah, it was lovely. So, as I say, we all laid down and we did our initial sort of ground. So very similar with mindfulness. We do a mindfulness and come into the present moment and let those thoughts, you know, create, as Lucia lovely, she puts it in a lovely way. She says, you're making space in your mind as much as when you do the practices, you'll be making space in your body.
Right.
And we did various practices, various positions, and I love her accent, because at one point she always says there's a certain one, she calls it, depending on your strength, you can either go into caterpillar, as she says. Sorry, Lucia, if you're listening and your accent, I can't do her very well.
She's Welsh, yeah?
No. My husband says that to me when I take the mickey out of his northern accent, you know, it's like a YI man, and he says, oh, I'm not Welsh. Anyway, so yes, I digress. But either preparation, shall she call it preparation, or caterpillar. And I was very proud of myself because in my non-striving way, I just trusted my body and I went a little bit lower and a bit lower and a bit lower with my arms, and my chest was reaching the mat on the floor. And then I got to a point where, some of you listeners may have recognised this, that you get to a point where I'm either going to collapse now with my arms, they're just going to give way, or I'll just hold it here and gently release into the mat. But there's no way I could go back up, which is fortunate because that wasn't the next position. But yes, it was brilliant, and we could hear the photographer now and then mm-hmm. snapping, but he was you know, you weren't really aware of him at all.
You mentioned it was an hour and a half.
Yes.
There was a reason for that length of time, or random? Well, was it allied to the sun?
It is, learning, as Lucia points out, that traditional yoga in its truest form would have been an hour and a half.
Oh, right.
And it would normally be one-on-one.
Right.
But as she has explained to us and other classes, that a lot of the Western society, because they were then introducing classes within health clubs or gyms, and so people haven't got much time, or a lunch break is an hour.
Right.
So, of course, the classes are set for an hour or 45 minutes to fit in with society's pressures, really.
Right.
So, yes, it was marvellous to have an hour and a half. Bless her, the lady who actually opened up her lawn, she'd had some terrible trouble in the night with foxes and her dogs and things, so she'd had a horrendous night of lack of sleep. So bless her, she didn't actually come along till later on, but they were so hospitable. They came out with jugs of juice, and we had iced coffee.
Lovely.
And we sat on their, you know, little patio, and they've got lovely two little puppy Labradors.
Oh, gorgeous.
And a Springer Spaniel. Oh, it's cool. So I was in my element with the dogs as well. So I've been doing the upward downward dog, and then I was playing with the dogs. So yes, it was a fantastic session, and I said when he finished, I said, I could do that all over again. It just was a great way. Well, I don't know, but then again, there's another one, isn't there? But it was just a great way to start the day.
Yeah.
And in fact, I was saying to my husband last night that even though I'd been awake and on the go since 4:45,
mm-hmm.
4:30, come 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, I didn't feel, oh, I'm so tired. I felt rested,
right.
And I felt energised. And actually, I'd had a really hectic day because when mm-hmm. I came back, as I was telling you, Jan,
yeah.
I then did my Brenda the Builder bit and donned the, you know, the gloves, and off I went to the tip, and I was hauling boxes of floor tiles that were no longer in use. So they were being hoisted out of my car and lobbed over into the skips in the tip.
Quite often, going from that restful position to that physical work situation, you can undo all the good you've got in the morning.
But you can do, but I think it's
looking at
possibly
her, listening to her, she's still as energised as she was at 5 o'clock yesterday morning.
I have an extra burst of energy from some exciting news that we'll talk about later. So yes, I'm very excited about that. So I'm an extra jumping around bunny. But just that whole, the sunrise, being out there, being able to do the yoga on the lawn, mm-hmm. Some people have their eyes closed, some people have their eyes open. When the end of the session, we did a body scan, which some listeners may know is similar to within mindfulness.
Okay.
You have a very restful, you lay down and you work your attention through all of your body parts.
Right.
So you work from your toes, from your
okay.
feet, your heels, your calves, your knees. You're not relaxing them, so it's not a relaxation.
Okay.
It's actually an awareness of working through, bringing your attention to your toes, noticing what you notice, and then releasing that through a breath, and then moving to the ankles, etc.
In general, individual toes?
You can, depending on
choice?
The body scans,
right.
And depending on the time scale you have,
okay.
You can either, again, start to focus the attention on, for example, if you do a long body scan of 4 to 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
For example, one of the ones that John Kabat-Zinn, who I've spoken about before, who's our sort of guru behind mindfulness, who's
right.
the founder of it, to be honest, he would start with, once you have awareness of your breath, you would then work your way down with your mind to your toes, and then specifically your big toe,
right.
And then the other toes on the left foot. And then you work your way all up that left leg, and then you work over and do the right leg. So it's a very patient process.
Okay.
So we did our body scan, but it was wonderful to be able to feel the grass under your hands,
yeah,
and just
absolutely.
To hear the seagulls and look up if you opened your eyes and it was just crystal blue sky above you. The odd plane, obviously, off to Manston. But they weren't too low, so that was quite nice. I didn't see any, I didn't wave at any passengers on the planes. So, no, it was marvellous. And I'm really gutted in one way because I can't go on Wednesday night where she's doing a sunset session. So she's doing it at the same place. And if any listeners are interested and want to go along, then do contact More Than Yoga. I've got their website here somewhere.
We'll post it on Facebook as well.
I'll remind you by the end of the show. But you can actually contact Lucia if you want to turn up there. She just needs to know you're coming so that she will wait for you to arrive.
Right.
But she's doing a sunset.
Roughly what time?
I know what it is because it's arrivals at 7 and they go 7:30
right.
till 9. Because I think sunset about... sunrise was 5:29 on Sunday. I think sunset's about 8:30, 8:45,
okay.
something like that, I think.
So it should give people time to get home from work.
Well, that's the beauty. People can finish work, hopefully, sort out the kids, the dinners, yeah. and then come out for this. Unfortunately, but in some respects, I'm not gutted too much because Wednesday nights, the first of the month, is my mindfulness monthly meeting over at Witherden's Hall. So we will be practicing mindfulness anyway.
And we had Louise Cox Chester on a previous show. Roundup, folks.
Mindfulness at Work, yes. And they're doing great stuff at the moment with various organisations and also maybe some hot news for them later on in the year as well with a big company, a big organisation that... they could be working with on their programme. So, yes,
I'm not giving the address away. Obviously, because you haven't booked, you don't want the private address.
No, we can't, yeah.
Roughly what part of Kent are we talking?
It's Ramsgate. So I think part of the feature in yoga today is to promote Ramsgate and promote the area that it's beautiful.
Right.
And it's, you know, come and see it. But the actual location, the lawn, if you can envisage it, and I will post up, there's a couple of pictures that Lucia has sent me, so I'll post that up and you can see us, or me anyway, there's other people do it much better than I do, of what we call the tree pose. So you stand on one leg and we are standing on the lawn, but we're standing on the raised part at the back, which basically behind us is a cliff drop and then Pegwell Bay in the sea.
Beautiful. With
so if anyone knows Pegwell Bay near the Viking ship in Ramsgate, and the tide was out, so you could just, you know, masses and masses of land space, and obviously in the distance you could see the jutting out area of, that would be Deal, wouldn't it, because Dover's around the corner. So yes, beautiful location.
Excellent. So we've referred to, obviously you've been to the yoga event yesterday.
Yes,
we've referred
yes.
to yoga in the past in different shapes and form.
We are.
We're actually going to have a yoga show coming up.
We are, because I think it's quite important for people to, you know, so many people talk about yoga and, I do yoga, or I go to a yoga class, but there's so many different forms of
Absolutely.
Yoga, and so I thought it'd be great. And of course, chatting with Lucia, I encouraged her, as I do, to come on the show, as I think a lot of people sometimes are a bit worried about coming on the show as a person or guest. You know, they thought, oh no, it's very scary. But any listeners out there who are thinking it's scary, talk to our previous guests or see the photos. It's great fun, and it is just a little. We have a chit chat, don't we?
We do.
We have a chit chat. Just if we have to
if
wear.
You're lucky,
wear
you might get a cup of tea.
Yeah, and I keep bashing my microphone because I'm talking with my hands, sorry. And so, it is about sharing the information, so I wanted people to be aware. I thought it'd be great. We talked about Pilates with Elizabeth Ruggiese.
We did.
We've talked a little bit about mindfulness,
mm-hmm.
and so with yoga, which obviously is a very heavy connection with mindfulness, it was great to actually have somebody to come on as an expert and talk about, okay, yes, if people are interested in her classes, but it's more about sharing the knowledge and what yoga is, yeah. the different disciplines, the benefits of it.
So that's going to be in September.
Well, yeah, they're coming on. Actually, I've got the date, 30th of September, yeah.
So that's something to look forward to.
And Denise is joining them. I don't think I've mentioned Denise.
So
but it's Denise and Lucia. They both run More Than Yoga UK.
It's not Map and Lucia.
No. And Lucia is the yoga teacher, whereas Denise is the holistic therapist.
Excellent.
So we'll be touching base on that too.
So whilst Angela is the energizer bunny...
I'm doing a tree pose now.
A lot of people would have been quite mellow and quite relaxed after yesterday. So we have a piece of mellow music for
yeah.
you now.
Oh, I love Annie Lennox.
Enjoy this. Bit of Annie Lennox.
bodies cross the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. The crowd called out for more. The room was humming harder as the ceiling flew away.
Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
welcome back. Aww. Nice and mellow. Lovely.
Just been
tune.
Doing me up with Dan the dogs.
Too much information.
So I'm getting better.
So you've got the...
I just found that open. Email, actually, the More Than Yoga. They also do Seaside Yoga Retreat in November. So if you look up seasideyoga.co.uk, you will find all the information about the Seaside Yoga Retreat as well, which we've mentioned on a previous show. And if you want to contact Who Cares Wins as well, I can put you in touch with Lucia for the sunset session if you want it.
Of course, a lot of what we're talking about, we talk about well-being, and then we talk about exercise or treatments.
Yep.
But actually, there are life activities out there
yes.
that can be just as good for our well-being. You've had one.
I've got a business in my head now, whirring around about how I can incorporate it into some sort of business. But it's a business already. It's Grove Ferry River Trips, if you've ever been down to Grove Ferry, which is just outside Canterbury, or St Nicholas at Wade, depending on which avenue you come from. And I went on there. It was something I did as a surprise for my mother, to take her out to, I wouldn't say celebrate, but it was the day that we scattered my dad's ashes. So every year we try and do something that incorporates a lunch, and we sort of raise a glass to my dad, but also it's being near the river, because that's where we scattered his ashes. He was very much in love with the river, and he was a River Thames policeman for a few years. So the river has a very big sort of feature. And I was like, oh, I look up these river trips. And I remember Grove Ferry, I went there yonks and yonks and yonks and yonks ago. And I'll see if there's anything. So the Grove Ferry, it's now called the Grove Ferry Pantry and Pub, which, again, I highly recommend. And maybe Jules will have them on Scoff and Quaff to talk about what they do, because that was fabulous food down there. But they also have this Grove Ferry, they're not linked, but at the jetty, if you like, where you get on this outside.
Ferry,
so it's the Grove Ferry. Mm. So they're called Grove Ferry River Trips. Organised it all, and the gentleman then, when he understood from my email what it was for, he then said, oh well, when you come, he said, we'll organise for a quiet spot, we'll turn the engine off of the boat and we'll just drift for a while.
So were you the only people on the boat?
No, you see, this was his plan, but I knew that there could be up to 12 people on this boat.
Right.
So we thought, I mean, you can hire it for yourself, which actually is only £80 right. to hire it. Mm. So we were, my husband and I had a chat about it, and I said, oh, I suppose I could hire it for the two of us. And I was like, no, well, it's only 12 people on the boat. It's not going to be a huge ferry, is it?
Yeah.
So we can sit quietly in a corner and we'll be, you know, reflecting. So that'd be fine. So we got there and we queued up. So this the guy, Peter, had emailed me and said that this is what he was going to do, even though I assumed there were going to be other people on the boat. So we get to the pub, so there, and Mum's like, oh, they do river trips. And I'm like, do they? Knowing that I had to plan this. And he came up, and he came up the steps. He said, oh, is there an Angela here? Yes, I'm here. Mum's like, wow. So we go down, we sit, get comfy, and then he said, oh, well, it looks like it's just you two. Now, the previous hour, because there are hourly trips,
right.
The previous hour, boat full.
Yeah.
Following us, boat full.
He reserved it just for you?
He didn't.
Oh, pure luck.
Just how the universe works, hey?
Wow.
Just us. There was nobody else around, because whether it was just because it was 1 o'clock, everyone was having lunch.
Could be.
Because a lady came down to ask him, there's 10 of us in our party here, can we, you know, but we're having lunch now, but can we go out at 3 o'clock? So we picked, you know, I obviously picked the right time because we had the boat to ourselves.
Fantastic.
And it was
so
an absolute delight. And for well-being, for just switching off outside of Canterbury, go for somewhere for lunch, but maybe incorporate it as your lunch, because you can take food or drink on to the boat.
Right.
You take a little picnic if you wanted. And he takes you, you go along, depending on the tides, you either head in towards Canterbury, but you don't go in to Canterbury completely. You go behind the Lakesview Business Park, if anyone knows of that. But you actually are accessing areas of the banks of the Stour that you can't get to by foot.
Right.
So if you can imagine, there are no humans, so therefore the wildlife is marvellous. We didn't see them, unfortunately, but there are herons. There are... We did see some little baby moorhens. They were cute.
Very cute, huh?
Again, got the phone camera out, but it couldn't really focus in on them. And also, we saw loads of them flying about, but I didn't really get one that stopped long enough. They're like dragonflies.
Right.
Huge things, but they're beautiful. blue, turquoise, green. Oh, very, really vivid colours. And I've just looked up that they're... Is it demoiselle or demoiselles? I don't know if you have an accent with them. But they're beautiful, absolutely beautiful, all hovering around.
Picture fly you through there, the stunning colour.
Yeah. It is, absolutely stunning. I'll share their page because they're on Facebook as well. So Grove Ferry River Trips, you can go and have a look. They've got
and
some pictures on
there. Doesn't have shares, folks. This is just sharing a moment in life that
you
found
see,
relaxing.
I got a thinking. I was like, hang on, you know, this is the whole well-being... taking time out, it's only an hour, cruising up, you're in the water, not in the water, but you're on the water. The silence is amazing. Excellent. Around, when you consider you are 2 miles outside Canterbury.
Well, as we found with that. Pilgrim's Hospice and their labyrinth.
Yeah.
There are little oases around
so
the town.
I really recommend it. If anyone can have an hour's break, they go in the week, the school holidays, if you're wondering what you want to do with your children or you just want to escape, maybe your children are going off for a day trip.
Leave them in the pub.
hang on, Jan. I need to have words with you about that. So, yeah, if the children are on an event, for example, and you're thinking, what could I do to really pamper myself? That's a great alternative.
Excellent. Well, we're also going to remind you now, folks, of some of the wonderful guests we've had on.
Yay.
Since we started back in March.
Look at this list.
This is a list of
marvelous
people we've had. So I'm just going to kick
good
off with
lists,
our very first...
Jan. Good at lists.
I find this very therapeutic. It helps my well-being.
See? Your well-being. Good stuff.
So our very first guest, back on March 25th.
God, that long ago. Our launch was the 18th,
absolutely,
wasn't it? Wow.
We're on week 21.
Wowie. Yes, dear Carol.
Dear
Carol, do you remember Carol with the juice? And we were slurping, weren't we? Slurping
we
on
were
air.
Indeed. Photo shows that.
It's so funny how things work around, isn't it? And how the universe works. Because I bumped into Carol Brace on Sunday up at Westwood Cross. And I was getting my yogi teas. And chat, how are you? And she actually wants to come back on the show with somebody else that she's working with. Because at the moment, she's inundated with her little idea that she's now launched. She's doing frozen juices.
Yeah.
And she's delivering them.
So is that like a frozen yogurt, that you eat it frozen? Or do you take it frozen, then you let it melt a bit, and you have it like a smoothie?
We didn't get into that detail because we were
talking
about other things. Yeah, but she was actually saying that she juices them all, and her husband's helping now because she is just... She's so busy. And she freezes them, and then... I think it's linked with a program of around weight loss or on well-being, and so she's freezing so many of them or whatever types and different recipes, and then delivering you like a box. There you are, job done, all ready. You just drink them.
So that's Carol Brace, natural juice therapist.
Yeah, Carol Brace, is it? carolbrace.co.uk from my memory.
Okay, and then on week four, we had Mike Dilk of Relax Back UK.
Yeehaw!
And the one called Back at Chair. But Andrew did feel was like a saddle, so we got lots of yeehaws.
Right, I'm cowboy.
And in April, Mike took part in his very first London Marathon. We reported at the time he managed to complete the course in 5 hours, 37 minutes and 2 seconds.
That is amazing.
Amazing for his first time.
Well done again, Mike. I can't congratulate you enough.
And if you attend various exhibitions and conferences around the country on health and well-being and posture, you may bump into Mike and the Back App Chair. But he also regularly advertises the Back App as a prize in various health, posture and wellbeing related competitions.
I've seen that, yeah.
So do a Google. If you fancy a chair but you're not sure that you can afford the price, you may be able to win one. And then our other fantastically fit fundraising person, Elizabeth Ruggiese.
She's still going strong, isn't she?
She's so strong. She's aiming to raise £4,000 for Demelza Hospice. In April, she completed the 65-mile cycle ride for the KM Extra Charity Ride in 5 hours, 28 minutes.
God, 65 miles?
65 hours. Then in May, she took part in the Edinburgh Marathon, 26.4 miles, did that in 3 hours, 56 minutes.
Oh, my. So she's pipped old Mike at the post there.
She has indeed.
But
then
Elizabeth's
a serious trainer.
She
does these things. And then yesterday, she took part in the inaugural Ride London 100.
Oh, yeah, the London
Cycle. It's actually 102 miles of cycle race around London, starting at the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park in Stratford. And she did it in a wonderful 6 hours, 20 minutes, 57 seconds.
I wonder why it's 102, but they call it London 100.
Because they started at the Olympic Park.
So they added a couple of miles to let the scenery get soaked in. I'll let them off then. That's why they did it.
They
can do that.
And other events she's taking part in, but it all comes to an end next year in April when she does Demelza 101 cycle ride from Sittingbourne to Paris. So if you want to help Elizabeth reach her total, it's www.justgiving.com. Elizabeth Rugg Easy. And again, that's on our Facebook page if you want those details.
We might repost them because they might be a bit down the timeline.
Absolutely. Then Wendy Watson.
Oh, Wendy.
Reflexology.
Wendy. She's, well, wasn't she the weekend, wasn't it?
This past weekend, yes.
Deal Hospital Summer Fair, yes. She was, I know she posted on Facebook as well that she was down there doing reflexology and foot readings. Unfortunately, because I was yogaing and then tipping. Not John Tipping, that was a guest that we had.
So we did give a shout out for Wendy.
We did.
A lot of our guests, you seem to forget to tell us about your events. Don't be shy, folks. Yes. Let us know.
I need to get on the warpath.
Yes. Never know. And then in May, Louise Cotchester and Jane Chapman.
Yes, of course. We had, so we have touched on mindfulness, and we had Jane Chapman, the lovely Jane Chapman, talking about her journey through cancer with mindfulness, which she didn't know was mindfulness until afterwards. Also, Louise Cotchester, as I mentioned earlier, with mindfulness at work. We did a talk together last week. Yes, to a small coaching group. In fact, Lynn Marchant was there. Uh-huh. And we were talking about mindfulness, again, with regards to mindfulness for coaches and incorporating it into their coaching practice.
Right.
Because there's obviously lots of great benefits as a coach to be more mindful in our sessions with our clients. So, yes, there was a great talk there, which Louise and I went along to. Louise is, as I say, I can't tell you the names of the organisations, but she's working with a couple of big organisations, and hopefully later in this year we could see some more work, which could see me working a bit more than I'm doing at the moment on mindfulness and delivering some of the programmes for her.
Excellent.
And of course Jane Dunsby, that we've not physically had in the studio yet. She's a little busy bunny, she is. And I know that I'm trying to catch up with her because she did the Hadrian's Wall walk.
Right.
And not for charity, she was doing it as part of her special year, birthday year. And
21.
And she was doing the Hadrian's Wall walk. And so I need to find out how she got on there. But yes, she does the laughter out. What did she call it? Ladies Out Laughing. She does workshops about
laughter. And we're hoping
laughter.
To have her on at some point.
We are,
aren't we?
Yeah, yes. when she's not so busy.
And then in June, we had Florence Perrault of the Sophrology Academy.
Oh, Florence.
And Florence is constantly posting about workshops, spa days, professional training courses she's running. She's a very active lady. So again, lots of information there if you're interested in sophrology.
Can I test you?
You can try.
Oh, God. What was sophrology?
Sophrology, partners ergonomics in France. Dum-dum, that's it. And we're moving swiftly on.
Gosh, you got away with that.
We also had the lovely people from Pilgrim's Hospice, Martin Yates and Reverend Liz Chapman. We had 2 weeks on the Pilgrims.
They do a lot of good work.
And a lot of fundraising opportunities there to get involved in.
And the Labyrinth.
And then at the end of June.
Because they've just had their Starlight Stroll, you know.
They have. And there's another one coming up in September 13th in Herne Bay, the Moonlight Walk.
The Moonlight Walk, yes. Yeah. Is that the one for breast cancer, the Moonlight Walk? Or is that
that's the Pilgrims fundraising.
Okay. Right, I'm with you. Okay. And they had their pop-up tweet up, which I knew I couldn't go. Apparently it was a huge success.
Good.
It was the hottest night of the week, I think, but they had air conditioning, so people liked that.
That's good. It was pretty hot the weekend you did your charity run.
Yes, it was a little bit hot, but as you know, listener, if you looked on Facebook, I sort of jogged my way around and also motivated quite a few people along the way. And we have actually smashed our target. We wanted to raise £500 between us, and we've raised, so far, the website's still open. We've raised £875 for cancer research. So all you listeners, anyone that supported us, sponsored us, said anything about us in a positive way, it worked. And thank you very, very much.
Okay. And then as we've mentioned at the start of today's programme, the last 4 weeks we've been concentrating on the workplace and neurodiversity.
Yes.
So we'll give updates on those guests in future weeks to come.
Absolutely.
A future guest we have on the show, Lisa. You've got a bit of information about her.
Yes, I'd love to get Lisa down. Lisa runs an organisation called Telcare Limited, which actually is around communications and broadband and telephone lines. But I know through tweeting and meeting Lisa through tweet-ups, and I read it out, if it wasn't last week, it may have been the week before, her lovely challenge that she's doing, the Three Peaks Challenge in Yorkshire. I don't know if that's a Yorkshire accent.
It's your Welsh one again.
I think that's Welsh coming in again. 28th of September, she heads off to Settle, again a very appropriate name, to climb all three peaks in one day.
Excellent.
And it's a challenge for her because she says it's quite a challenge for her to, when she goes up the stairs, she gets out of breath. But she is doing it for charity. She's doing it for a charity very dear to her heart, for diabetes type 1, to do more and get raise
more
money.
Well, the good Yorkshire air will help her through.
I reckon.
And if we haven't talked about something that interests you, this piece of music is now for you, and hopefully we'll answer your question in the future.
Welcome back. I've found what I've been looking for.
Have you?
I've found what I'm looking for. Can I say it now? I've been waiting since 3 o'clock to say this. And Jan's like, no, can't say it yet. We have some very exciting news. Big, massive, humongous news, because we have managed with Jill Tipping and also Hoop, which is helping overcome obesity problems. It's a UK charity that helps to give voice to the obese person and assist in finding healthy solutions. They are having their patron over for a week into the end of August, September, and their patron is the marvellous, I'm getting all hot under the collar now, is Jesse Pavelka. If anybody knows who he is, if you've followed Sky Living at all, he runs, had a programme which was called A Year to Save My Life, which was his programme working with obesity and working with people who are seriously overweight, and works with them on their health, nutrition, their lifestyle, exercise, and they, you know, they turn their life around. And he's back on Sky Living, actually. He's back. It's called Fat, The Fight of My Life. And it's, again, following these people in the UK that he's come over to help. But he's in the USA. So we've got somebody coming all the way from the States. Yes, he's over here for a week to do other stuff to help promote Hoop. And obviously Jill is working very heavily with him on the PR side of things. But talking with Jill and obviously with John Tipping, long story short, we've managed to secure Jesse to have a radio interview.
Excellent.
And tell us all about the great work he's doing on the 2nd of September.
Put a note in your diary, folks.
So I'm going to be Oliver Watson, I am, because he, for me, he epitomises what my passion in life around health and fitness is. He is, you know, he'll tell it how it is. It's black and white. It isn't sort of, oh, it's okay then, don't worry, don't do 10 more sets. He's very, come on, you can do this. I know you've had all the tests and the ECGs and everything. I know you're up for this. Your mind's giving in. So come on. So he's a really good motivational exercise trainer. His physique, obviously, does help people follow him. But the work that he does and the transformations that he helps people, and it's the sustainability part of it. It's not just, oh, well, there's a bit of fad. It's, you know, they're turning their life and changing their life, their lifestyle and their mental. So, yes, he's a patron of Hoop, which, again, is this UK charity that Jill Tipping is also involved with. So it will be fantastic to hear more about that and to hear from Jesse.
So his name, full name again?
It's Jesse, J-E-S-S-I-E. And his surname is, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, it's Pavelka, P-A-V-E-L-K-A.
Excellent. So that's...
And you'll notice that Who Cares Wins are following him on Facebook. He has a Facebook page where he's promoting all his work.
So that's September the 2nd. Next week we have Later Life Support with our guest Alison Carter
of
No Place Like Home. So tune in then.
Throwing the pen. I was
already
excited.
Pressed the button. So no play out music today, folks. Just imagine Bright Side of the Road.
Can we sing?
Van Morrison. Angela will sing for you now. Have a lovely week, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Take care.
Take care, everyone. I'm all Temp funny there. I was going twiddly with a knob.
And reliable temporary staff to your business.
Can I sing?
We supply teams across Kent with food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained